On this episode of The Conversation Piece, we're pleased to share Manulife presents The Walrus Talks Nature, supported by TransCanada Trail and produced by The Walrus Lab. On the podcast, climate, academic, business, and Indigenous experts from all walks of nature talk about how having access to diverse environmental spaces and engaging diverse people in them can promote physical and mental health, as well as help to restore and preserve the earth. Did you know that sitting in nature for 20 minutes lowers your cortisol levels? People who look at nature can have better moods and self-esteem. Walking in a park can improve your memory and concentration. Some doctors consider time in nature the fourth pillar of health. Welcome to Manulife Presents The Walrus Talks Nature, supported by TransCanada Trail and produced by The Walrus Lab. I'm Emma Mackenzie Hillier. Scientific research shows that time in green and blue spaces can boost immune function and life expectancy, and lowers the risk of developing a host of conditions from heart disease to diabetes, obesity, depression, and anxiety. Dr. Melissa Lem is the Director of Park Prescriptions for the BC Parks Foundation and the President of the Canadian Association of Physicians for the Environment. She shares the evidence of some of the health benefits of nature, how nature prescriptions can help improve the health of patients and the planet, and how her parents growing a vegetable garden of bok choy, goji berry, and tomatoes led to cleaner nutrition and a deep affirmation of her Chinese and Canadian culture.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Melissa Lem, a family doctor, director of park prescriptions for the BC Parks Foundation, and president of the Canadian Association of Physicians for the Environment. And I am particularly happy to be here tonight with you. And by here, I mean in the geographical sense, in Toronto, because this is where my health and nature journey began. Tonight, I'm going to share with you some of the evidence behind the health benefits of nature and also how nature prescriptions can improve the health of people and the planet. Even though I now live in Vancouver, I was born and raised in Toronto. In the 1980s, the eastern edge of the city where I lived was majority white. And my feeling of being an outsider was reinforced by other kids who would stretch their eyes up at the corners with their fingers at me or exclude me from their games on the playground. But it was in the park down the street where I could climb up to the tops of trees without my parents watching, or in my garden in my backyard where I would pick leafy Chinese greens and cherry tomatoes side by side, where I felt a deep sense of belonging. I still remember when we drove our wood-paneled station wagon up to Bruce Peninsula National Park for the first time to go on our very first camping trip, and sitting in front of a crackling campfire, looking up at the dark sky full of stars and thinking, this is where I want to be for the rest of my life. Even at 8 years old, when I had no idea about the evidence behind the health benefits of nature, I was instinctively using nature to self-medicate. It was only after becoming a doctor and moving back to Toronto from the mountains and forests of northern BC and experiencing nature deficit 15 years ago that I discovered this massive body of evidence. I still remember looking out my apartment window past concrete and glass at this tiny square of sky with a CN tower in it and wondering why I felt so edgy and realizing I think it's because I'm missing nature. Of course, any well-trained doctor doesn't believe anything unless it's backed up by randomized controlled trials. So I sat down at my laptop to do a literature review using the words nature and health. And much to my surprise, hundreds of studies popped up about a huge variety of health conditions, from high blood pressure, diabetes, and cancer care to anxiety, depression, and developmental outcomes in kids. This ever-expanding science is why we like to call nature time the fourth pillar of health, just as important as healthy diet, exercise, and sleep at preventing disease and maintaining our well-being. Consider this. A study done right here in Toronto showed that having 10 more trees on your block is equivalent to your health perception of having $10,000 per year more income or being 7 years younger. One study in Chicago showed that children with ADHD who took a 20-minute walk in a park improved their concentration and attention scores similar to the effects of Ritalin. Now, no one is saying that a 20-minute walk in the park is going to do everything that prescription stimulant medication does, But I think this speaks to how powerful nature time can be as an adjunct to what we traditionally prescribe in the office. Which brings me to the topic of nature prescriptions. PARX is Canada's national nature prescription program where any regulated health professional in any province across Canada can literally prescribe nature to their patients to improve their health. We have a standard dosing recommendation of at least 2 hours per week and at least 20 minutes each time that's based on the latest research showing that adults who spend at least 120 minutes in nature feel significantly healthier, and that cortisol, your primary stress hormone, drops the fastest between 20 to 30 minutes of a meaningful nature experience. Today, after just 3 years, PARX has over 13,000 registered prescribers, including almost 7% of doctors across the country who have collectively issued 800,000 nature prescriptions to their patients. Our innovative approach and our work to reduce barriers to nature access with organizations like Parks Canada, the Toronto Zoo, and just announced today the Toronto and Region Conservation Authority have put us on the map nationally and internationally. We've been endorsed by over 100 major health and parks organizations, including the Canadian Medical Association, the first national doctors association in the world to formally endorse nature prescribing and include it in official policy. In 2021, the World Health Organization recognized our program as an effective way to inspire protection and restoration of nature as the foundation of our health. Within the last year alone, we have helped to raise $10 million in funding as co-investigators and advisors on major research projects in Europe and Australia to expand the knowledge base behind nature prescriptions and, most exciting to me, scale up nature prescribing around the world. And we're just getting started. As a parent and an environmental advocate, I also know that advocating for nature equity across every neighborhood in every city and connecting people to it are essential for healthy people and a healthy planet. In 2021, the Western Canada heat dome killed 619 people in BC in just 1 week. And this was the worst mass casualty weather event in Canada's history. In Vancouver, most of our hospitalizations came from the downtown east side, which is both one of the most economically deprived areas of the city and also one of the areas of the city with the least amount of tree cover, which made it physically hotter. Research showed that lack of proximity to green space was an independent risk factor for death, right alongside being elderly or socially isolated. Urban nature is not just a nice to have, it's a must have for our health. Another big motivator for my work is that research tells us that people who are more connected to nature across the lifespan are more likely to do more to protect it. They engage in and support more pro-environmental behaviors and policies like energy conservation or a tax on carbon that fight climate change and make this world a healthier place for all of us. I began by telling you about how important my early experiences with nature were for my own health and well-being. And my goal is for every child and adult across this country to be connected to nature and have the opportunity to find belonging in it just the same way I did. And this has inspired my life's work. Until that happens, don't forget to spend at least 2 hours in nature each week, at least 20 minutes each time. Doctor's orders. Thank you.
Dr. Melissa Lem is the Director of Park Prescriptions for the BC Parks Foundation and the President of the Canadian Association of Physicians for the Environment. She prescribes that society share their positive health outcomes with health professionals. Melissa spoke at Manulife Presents The Walrus Talks Nature, supported by TransCanada Trail. To hear more of these talks, subscribe to the conversation piece on your favorite podcast platform, or you can register for upcoming events online or at a city near you by visiting thewalrus.ca/events.